everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. With me today is one of the most well-known, really a celebrity in the field of Ayurvedic natural medicine, is Dr. Smita Naram. She is a celebrity in her country, in India. She is also very well-known outside of India as well. She is a renowned Ayurveda expert with over 32 years of clinical experience and highly specialized in training doctors, world experts, in training successful practitioners and Western medical doctors across the world. I am super excited because not only is this call going to be very beneficial to you if you have any kind of health challenge that you would like to address once and for all. This is truly 100% deep, full-body healing transformation with time-tested, proven ancient solutions. And this includes stuff like losing weight, if you have any kind of stiffness in joints, neck pain, back pain, if you have osteoporosis, things like that. They've already helped millions of people around the world. If you have chronic acid reflux, you feel bloated, you have IBS, you have leaky gut syndrome, if you have inflammation or chronic infections, if you are doubting your immune system right now, which, by the way, is the most important thing because of this pandemic, our best defense is a strong immune system. If you have any kind of chronic skin problems, autoimmune, allergies, psoriasis, eczema, rashes, those kinds of things, or what about mood issues, emotional issues? If you're feeling anxious, feeling fearful or depressed, and you feel that nothing can create long-lasting joy, how about bliss and sound sleep? There's so many topics that we're going to cover today because, like I said, she is a world-renowned expert in all of these things, has already helped hundreds and thousands of people in each of these areas. I was introduced to Smita by, you guys know, my dear friend and mentor, Chris Atwood. Chris and Janet Atwood have been doing events, transformational events and workshops around the world. They have known Smita for over a couple of decades. Her and her late husband have helped some of the world's most leading transformational experts, actually, with their very serious health problems. And I heard some remarkable stories around that. So you guys are in for a real treat today. If you have, this is what we're going to be doing today. You're going to discover the ancient proven kitchen remedies and Marma points, which are the Ayurvedic acupressure points to relieve chronic pain. You are going to learn how to balance your hormones just by following simple kitchen formulas and diet plans, get relief in PCOS, etc. Find out how 8 out of 10 people get complete relief from years-old chronic psoriasis with proven detox and effective herbs. You will learn how the time-tested, effective, slimmer program helps to fix your body weight to look fit and younger than ever before. By the way, if you have not checked out her page, her offer page, you want to do that because there's several evidences and case studies of people that were obese and were able to totally reverse that using the product we're going to be talking about today. So a little bit more about Dr. Smita. As I said, she's a renowned Ayurvedic expert. She has a chain of clinics with 150 clinics in USA, Europe, UK, Australia, New Zealand, and India. Ayushakti also has 3 hospitals and resorts for in-house detox treatments in Germany, Mumbai, and Goa. The specialty of Ayushakti Clinic is deeper pulse reading, powerful detox programs, effective herbal formulas, customized diet plans, home remedies, and Marma points. She is also the founder of CMD of Ayushakti chain of clinics. Ayushakti clinics have helped 1.5 million people in 108 countries suffering from arthritis, breathlessness, high blood sugar, skin and hair problems, infertility, lethargy, mental and physical stress, obesity, gynecological problems, menopause, allergic cough, breathlessness, IBS, insomnia, stress, anxiety, depression, and a host of other ailments. The Ayushakti doctors have given 10 million consultations in the last 32 years. Dr. Smita Naram's research papers have been published in peer-reviewed journals in USA, UK, and Europe, proving the success in chronic pain, neck pain, knee pain, asthma, infertility, psychosomatic problems, and dermatitis. She has been honored worldwide with many prestigious awards for her contributions, including Kashyap Award, one of the most prestigious awards, Germany, Europe. She's the author of the book, Your Health in Your Hands. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Welcome to the show, Dr. Smita. It's awesome to have you with us.
Thank you. And I want to say my namaskar to everybody who is on this call. And I want to let you know how thankful I am to and hearted to Joy Workshop that I have this opportunity to contribute in your life today. I'm so happy to be here with you. And before we start anything, I would like to acknowledge my lineage. Whatever I'm working for last 32 years, along with my late husband, we started Ayushakti, but we use the philosophy of a lineage which is 2,500 years old, and the head of the lineage, Vaidya Jivak, was actually a physician to Lord Buddha. And he also was treating Amrapali and the Bimbisara king. So he was one of the best Vaidya known at that time, specialized in detox, pulse reading, and surgery. So we, and then that knowledge was transferred from his Shishya, his students to the students to the students that have come to us, which we practiced for last 32 years, helping 1.5 million people, actually. So I want to thank this lineage, and because of this knowledge, which is Siddha, the proven knowledge, whatever today I will talk to you, my dear friend, please keep your pen and paper ready, because I will be actually sharing very deep insights, which will be looking very, very simple. But trust me, if you use only one thing from my today's sharing, you will move definitely a few steps ahead in your health journey, your healing journey. You will definitely feel better health in your life. That's my commitment. That's my commitment by giving this time for this call today, that whatever I talk, you must get benefit from this call itself. And then if you want to go deep, of course, I will support you to have a vibrant health, a long-lasting health in your life. So before we do anything else, my dear friends, I want to tell you and share with you a basic philosophy, a very powerful wisdom on how you can create a real, vibrant, long-lasting health. How you can create a real, youthful, anti-aging secrets in your life that you don't need any external cream, actually, but you will have brilliant memory, a tight skin, toned muscles, and very active metabolism at any age, naturally, you know? So that's what I'm going to share with you. And, of course, no disease at all. So there are three pillars. One is dosha balancing, okay? I'm sure some of you have heard about Ayurveda. Some of you have heard about dosha. But I'll just quickly say what it is. So first pillar is balancing your doshas. So I just want to give you a very simple example of electricity. You know, in our house, we just switch on the light and everything just lights up. The fridge is working naturally through the electricity. All the air conditioning is working. And we are thinking that this electricity is making it work. But in reality, the electricity is produced by something long behind somewhere, which has a certain thing happening there, which is then producing the electricity which is transported to your house. In the same way, we think we are breathing naturally. We are doing everything that we know we are doing consciously or even unconsciously. For example, at our cellular level, every day, so many active exchanges are happening. Millions of times, not even 1, 2,000, millions of times in our body, and we don't even come to know consciously. But because of that, we are healthy and functioning. So those each and every action happening in our body is actually controlled and rather completely guided by Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Vata, Pitta, Kapha are doshas which we need in our body. Just to give you an example, breathing. Okay, we think that breathing is because of oxygen or inhaling the air. But that's just what we know. But if there is a dead body and you will infuse oxygen in that dead body, will it become alive? No. Why? Because there is a vital air in our lungs which is literally controlling our breathing. That if that air is functioning in the right manner, we will have never any problem with our lungs. If it doesn't, if it is blocked with the toxins, we will get breathlessness, asthma, so many problems in our life. So that's just a simple, common example of how Vata works. So let me take first dosha, which is Kapha. Kapha, these doshas are actually made with the elements, but I don't want to give a big lecture right now because I just want to give you a real wisdom that you can use in your life. Theory is boring. It's just boring. If your life can be helped, I will think I have given my time today, it's worth it. Because I am completely devoted to helping humanity on this planet. So please, listen to what I am saying carefully. Write down everything I am saying. Because if you use this in your life and your quality of life will definitely improve. So coming to Kapha, which is made with earth and water element, literally, like a universe, this element in our body, the Kapha, is responsible for shape, solidity, and like water element, Kapha is also providing that liquid in the blood, plasma, and also moisturizing and the mucous membranes around the organs so they don't stick to each other. So it's literally lubricating and transporting the nutrients or even the waste material, because when in the tissues millions of times in a day, cellular exchange is happening and the nutrients are taken in the tissue and the waste things, the things which tissue don't need, is taken out in the blood again, which goes out of our body through stool, urine or sweat. So everything transportation is happening because of the liquids, and Kapha is doing that. So Kapha is responsible for the growth. As a child, Kapha would be very high because the child is growing. But after that, if you have still more Kapha, you will keep growing and become only big, big obese. You can't control your obesity if there is Kapha in your body. You can't control water retention because Kapha is watery in nature. So that's one. Then the second thing is whenever this Kapha is more, you know, if it is in balance, of course, lubrication, anti-aging, your cartilages are not drying up. They are normal. Okay, you don't see me today on the video, but I'm 58 years of age, and people say I don't look like it. I dance 5 hours every week just because I take care of balancing and keeping normal Kapha in my body. So cartilages are very flexible. I can use my joints in a good way, flexible way. So balanced Kapha gives flexibility and anti-aging. But when it is too much, tumor, obesity, mucus, allergies, respiratory mucus, sinusitis, and breathing difficulties, and so many things. But in a major way, tumor or even cancer can go if there is too much Kapha with immune involved in that. So That's why you have to make sure papa is not high. So any of these symptoms are there, stop taking papa increasing food. Now you will find a huge list of things not to take. I believe in 80-20 rules, which means you follow only 20% diet and get 80 to 100% results. So I'm going to give you only key factors. If you follow that, trust me, you may improve your health. So when you have symptoms of excess kapha, on mental level, symptoms are, yeah.
I was going to say that is awesome. I was just going to say, Smita, that is so great, and I want to reiterate to our listeners that if you follow even 20% of this, this is going to be so awesome for you. You're going to improve your health by 80, maybe even more percent. So make sure you take notes. So I am taking notes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Smita.
Lovely. Thank you. That was so great, Adam. You reminded everyone to take notes, actually. Because I'm just going to share something golden coming from my experience that I've tried on 1.5 million people through Ayushakti clinics. So use it in your life. That's it. So the kapha, you know, mentally, when kapha, good kapha creates stability and always focus in life. Yeah. So you will be focused on your goals when you're good kapha. And if it is less and excess vata, you will be wavering mind. You will change. You will try this little bit and then go to this list, next one. And then you are not stable. So if such symptoms are there, you know, make sure that you take no wheat and no milk in your diet, because that will stop all kinds of mucus and respiratory problems, plus in the tumor, every kind of tumor and blockage. Stop wheat, red meat, and milk products. Take ginger water, warm ginger water, so you can just boil the water, add a ginger as much as you can tolerate, and just keep sipping it throughout the day, 3-4 glasses a day. That will help you reduce kapha. So that's about kapha, and I'm going to take questions. So if you have any questions on whatever I'm talking, we'll do it after 15 to 20 minutes. Just note it down. Then pitta. Pitta is the fire energy, fire and water. And literally, fire in the universe is actually responsible for transformation. So sunlight creates photosynthesis and produces grain. Then if you want to make a flower out of grain, there is a little heat generated, and if you create a bread or you want to cook it or make something out of it, you need to apply heat to change the form of that particular thing. And when you eat it in the stomach after half an hour, you will always feel a little warm and little heating. That's because there is this fire in our stomach which is digesting it. And then when it is absorbed by the body in the blood, nutrients absorbed, they are metabolized to create the tissues. You remember I told you millions of tissues die every day, and the millions have to be generated at the same time if you want to stay healthy. So if there is a blockage, which we will talk about later, but if there is blockage, it doesn't convert. But this fire energy helps produce new tissues. So, for example, everything protein converts into muscles, everything calcium converts into bones. So all of this conversion is happening because of metabolism. And every metabolism digestion is actually governed by pitta. So pitta is a heat energy, and if it's too much, if it is natural, normal, you have a great digestion, great metabolism, and you will remain always young. But if it's too much, okay? So good pitta on a mental level gives you great intelligence, a very structured thinking. You know, you've seen some people are naturally great managers. They can organize everything, and some people are just messy. They cannot do that. You know, they are more imaginative, creative. So that's more vata type. While pitta people are more structured always, you know, but they are very righteous. They will always say, I am right and you are wrong. Kapha people will say, I am right, but maybe you are also right. You are right and I am also right. Maybe let's examine. While Vata will always be doubtful and say, okay, maybe I'm also not right and maybe your opinion also not right. I'm confused. So that's Vata. So this is like a different personality. So when Pitta is too much, then heat, imagine what happens with the heat, burning, acidity, headaches, skin rashes, anger, jealousy, no patience, so much anxiety, and there is like total impatience. You just want to do everything now. So that's really Pitta. And to calm down, if you have any of those symptoms, you know, to calm down, what you can do is stop taking sour, fermented, and spicy food in your completely in your diet. So tomatoes, lemon, vinegar, alcohol, chilies, all of these things you have to stop completely. But you can use spices like coriander, cumin, which are more cooling types, and we'll discuss that later. So that's one thing you do. You will feel great already reduction in your acid reflux in terms of headaches or things like that. But people who have a chronic pitta type of symptoms, I'll tell you what to do about it later. But little bit problems like today you ate something wrong, you are feeling burning, you take this home remedy and you will feel immediately cooling of pitta. It has a teaspoonful of cumin seed powder, a teaspoonful of fennel seed powder, and a teaspoonful of coriander seed powder. All of these three are cooling spices. Add them in a glass of water, a little lukewarm water, and you can add a teaspoonful of ghee. Ghee is actually clarified butter, and nowadays it's quite popular. I have even seen it in the whole food store, so you will find it actually everywhere. So just a teaspoonful of ghee and drink this in the morning. Trust me, if you are used to getting headaches, at least it will reduce. And your acidity, acid burning will calm down for sure. So that's for pitta cooling. Then vata. Vata is that air and space element. And air and space are very responsible for the movement in our universe, in our atmosphere. You can see that when the breeze comes, the wind is coming, it always carries the pollen from one place to another one. Then the dirt is cleaned up in the air. So every movement is just because of this air, which we don't see actually, but we just experience the action of this air, which is in the form of movement. And space is responsible for the movement. Why? Because in the room, it's all empty. Only then you can walk or you can move something there, right? In the same way in our body, there are so many parts which are like a pipeline, empty from inside. Like blood vessels are like a pipeline. And the blood can flow through that only when it is really empty. So that's literally the air, vata element creating the movement there because of the emptiness. And when kapha increases or mucus comes there, blockage, and you will have a atherosclerosis or block in the varicose vein or stroke or anything can happen with that kind of a blockage. So that's why air is responsible for this emptiness, even digestive tract, lymphatic system, everything. If you look at that, is all empty from inside. Even our joints movement, urine movement, intracellular exchange, even our thinking is created because of this vata element. This vata element is very important because even it can bring toxins from your stomach to the tissues and it can keep it there where those toxins in the tissue can spoil the tissues, damage it and create a huge health problem. That's why vata should not be increased. Too much vata means joint pain, body pain, back pain, tiredness, stiffness in the muscles, cramps on the mental and emotional level, no clarity. There is always a wavering mind, confusion, change of mind, worry. Worry for something that has not happened in your life at all. Or even anxiety, but depression, sadness, fear, fear is the vata symptom. And people with too much vata have difficulty falling to sleep. So if you have any such symptoms, if it's not chronic, you can try this simple home remedy and it will definitely help you out. You can take at night half a glass of warm water, add quarter teaspoon to half a teaspoon of ginger powder, and you can add 1 teaspoonful of castor oil. So store it and drink it at night before you go to bed. Trust me, this will give you calm and good quality of sleep. And if you keep taking it regularly, definitely it will help you with your pain, body pain, stiffness. Definitely it will reduce it. And when you have vata, that you have to not take anything which produces gas. Because if you have something too much, you do opposite. You don't add into the problem. So vata is dry, gassy. Avoid the salad, raw food. You can juice them out. Juicing is fine. But not the raw salads, you know, because that's really quite bloating and gas producing. Beans, also heavy beans. Don't take them without soaking or spice them up. Vata can even tolerate little bit chilies, you know. They'll feel good with that. Or garlic, ginger, asafoetida, cinnamon, clove, black pepper. These are the spices you can use absolutely sparingly. And you'll feel very good in your digestion. You can use also good amount of good quality of oil like ghee, sunflower oil, olive oil. A huge amount in your food and it's okay. So that's about vata, pitta, kapha. And my dear friends, I want to tell you from my experience that if you have a small problem in general, this will definitely help you. But if you are full of, like when I'm describing these three characters, you are feeling, oh, I have this also. Then you need help. You have to consult Ayush Shakti doctors. Get your customized diagnosis done. You get your customized diet plan done, which you can follow then for whole of your life. So that way you will be set to have a vibrant health. Because you don't want to make mistakes then, you know, by following your own instincts always. But if it is clearly defined for you, use these home remedies for small problems. Use it in your life and you will see the benefit. So that was first one was dosha balancing. Now the second one, which is very, very important. And that's Agni. Agni literally means digestive and metabolic fire. Which literally translates in the form of enzymes and hormones, which are absolutely responsible for everything that we have. Because, my dear friends, there's only one way that you can get something in your body, and that is your way through your digestion, through your gut. And your gut health is so important. At the same time, your digestive power and your metabolic power is so important, because whatever you eat, even if you eat tons of vitamins and minerals, it will be useless for your body if your body cannot process, cannot absorb it. I hope you understand this simple, simple logic. And our Agni plays a role like a catalyst, like a midwife. You know, midwife, you have seen when the pregnant woman is pushing the baby, midwife is helping, guiding, do this. And finally the baby is born and they say, oh, we did it. But midwife is just taking part like a catalyst. Midwife remains as it is. but it's helping to transform from a pregnant woman to the mother. Same way, from eating the food to making it liquid, from there to making it churning and absolutely liquefying in the stomach using hydrochloric acid, which is an Agni kind of enzyme. And then it goes forward, and from there it is prepared into a nutritional plasma, which is absorbed by the blood, and it goes in the whole body, into the tissues. So there, with so many enzymes, it is converted into different tissues. And that's how we get new cells produced every day. So Agni has to be functioning very well. Now, if your Agni is not functioning well, these are the signs that you will understand. And if you understand early enough these signs, and you take care of Agni stimulating, you will prevent all kinds of problems in your life. So, if you feel heavy as soon as you eat something, then definitely your Agni is low. And it is producing what we call as toxic mucus of Ama, which I will immediately touch base with. So give me a second. First, let me explain to you what is Ama. And by this time, you are completely like full of this jargon. So I want to give you a break, but let me finish this because it's important for your health. So I'm putting my energy to explain this to you right now. So Ama is exactly half processed food in your stomach. So when we make a bread, for example, okay? So we have a dough, and then we put it in the oven, and it's cooking. And just imagine, if you take it out half cooked, it will be not a bread and not a dough. In between, there will be uncooked, soft things like a dough, and outside it will look like cooked. And you can't eat it because it's not bread. Exactly that's what happens when we eat something which we cannot digest, or if your Agni is not working, even the good food that you eat cannot be digested. And people have chronic IBS, acid reflux, bloated, constipation, loose stool, all of these things happen when you can't digest food. So that remains like a half-processed food, because normally, as I told you, the food has to be digested. Aram, I'm going too fast. Please tell me if you feel so.
I'm following, and it seems everybody
else is
listening as well.
Oh, great.
Please continue.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that we are, I'm not too fast, because I have to create this base for whatever we will be doing afterwards. That's why. So Ama, so this Ama is half processed thing that stays in your stomach. So as I told you, when you eat something, it has to be digested completely, and the nutrition is then absorbed by the body to be converted into the tissue. So if the Agni is good, not good, then this food remains like a half-digested mass in your system, which putrefies. Body doesn't know what to do with it because it cannot be absorbed. It's absorbed because it's not nutritional content. It is something that body doesn't know. It's not food. It's not nutrition. It's half. And that putrefies. It's like literally decays, and then slowly, you can see the symptoms initially in the form of acid reflux, chronic acid reflux. And most people think, okay, I take this antacid and done. But actually, antacid is rather blocking the enzyme, and you will only get osteoporosis, deficiency of vitamin B12 after 2 years, because you are not getting that enzyme which you need for digestion. So you don't get the symptom of acidity, but it doesn't increase Agni. Why? Ayurveda will improve digestion and get rid of your acid reflux. I have helped like hundreds and thousands of people get rid of acid reflux completely. Even stop habit of taking antacid. Their own doctor said that this prescription, now you don't need it. because you are good in your health. So that's possible when you work on your digestion. Now this ama, which is sticky mucus, can be absorbed in the body and through the blood, then it goes all over the body. Then it blocks metabolic. That's the second stage of disease creation. So it blocks metabolism. If it blocks pancreatic, then diabetes will happen. If it blocks a channel which is processing the protein into muscle, you will have a uric acid problem because then it is a ama in the form of uric acid. Or it can even create blockage in the thyroid function, or it can create blockage anywhere and create multiple problems, including blockage in the calcium absorption and bone is not forming. You take tons of calcium, you take medication, but still you are getting osteoarthritis, osteoporosis. It doesn't stop because this ama is blocking the absorption. I want to share here a very brilliant kind of a story, a quite striking experience of my life. You know, recently, in last 3 years, there are hundreds of research papers published talking about amyloid toxins. This amyloid toxin, they have, actually scientists have now proven that this amyloid toxin, wherever it goes, it blocks the process, creates diabetes, Alzheimer's, if it goes in the brain, memory block, it can cause even atherosclerosis or kidney blockage or liver fatty, etc., etc., etc. And it just found 4 years ago, right? Ayurveda talks about it 5,000 years ago, okay? 5,000 years ago. Ama description and amyloid toxin description is the same. They say that amyloid toxins are sticky, mucousy, frothy, stinking, and also there are darkish type of color. This is exactly the description of ama 5,000 years ago given in ancient scriptures. So this was not found in 2002, amyloid toxin. And the concept of toxins actually didn't exist earlier in the modern medicine. So we had this Dr. Kerry Russoff from USA who came to Ayushakti clinic to study. And I gave this same lecture like what I am giving to you. I gave it to him in the first day. And he's laughing at me. He says, what you are talking, like all this esoteric language, I don't even understand this language. What are you talking like? Modern times will never agree to what you are saying. So I said, okay, but I said, I have seen that ama toxins exist. And when you do the detox, the healing detox that I'm going to talk to you about, I said, you expel the toxins and you see them in your bloody sink. You will see them in your sink when you eliminate them. How about that? He says, okay, I'm ready to do healing detox with you. This is the challenge, he says. And if I don't see it, then I will tell you I don't believe in you. You are fake then. I said, okay, this is the big thing now. So, and he was watching every day patients getting better in the clinic, like hundreds of people come in different clinics. So he went everywhere and he said, okay, everybody is feeling better. All the doctors who see your patients, they are all giving results. Something is there. Let me do this healing detox, okay? Let me give it a try. And he had a IBS, chronic fatigue, constipation, like really problem of gas and feeling sensitivity in the stomach so quickly. And absorption was obviously poor, so he felt always tired, fatigued, because no nourishment to the body. So we started this process, and then on the day, I'm going to talk to you about healing detox. First step is always 5 to 7 days. We actually work on lubricating these toxins which are settled in the tissues. Because, you know, my dear friends, these toxins, when they settle in the tissues, they become dry. And it is difficult to bring them out of the body. So you have to lubricate and slowly move them to the digestive tract. Because that's the only way you can bring them out and expel. And there is that one day where Ayushapti doctor will look at your, if you are ready or not, and give you a strong, a kind of a progression, which they actually monitor and make sure that you are completely under their care, even if you are at your home, you know. Because we have like 1,000+ healing detox happening every month. And all of the doctors are monitoring them. So this Dr. Carey, on the day of his possession, in the evening, I go and see him. Of course, he was whole day under care of one of my doctor team members. And in the evening, I just went and he's laughing at me, smiling at me, with a question mark on his face. And I said, what is it? Like, you are smiling and also a question mark? What is it? He says, I'm smiling because you are right. I expelled mucousy toxins with foul smell. From where is it coming? It means there are toxins existing. So I am dancing and smiling that you are right. But my question mark, how will you make it available to the world? Because this is the service to humanity, you have to do it. That question really made me think, how will I do it? And that's how I started training doctors. Literally, that's how I started training doctors. I've trained like 500+ medical doctors across the world. All of them are practicing detox and Ayurveda. So that's how the toxins go out. And once they go out, after that, we focus on nourishing and repairing your tissues because they were damaged for years and years. It needs repair. And that's how the whole detox program is completely building your health. It gives you long-lasting health. That's the main purpose of this whole thing. But in case if you have a little symptoms of ama, I want to give you a home detox that you can try by yourself. Keep your pen and paper ready because I'm going to give you again one home remedy. If you have a symptom, no big illness, but you feel sometimes heaviness in your tummy, you feel sometimes that you've eaten something wrong for several days, you haven't been focused on your diet, and now you want to come back to balance, you can do this small detox by yourself, you know, and it will help you feel lighter. You might lose 1 or 2 kilo weight, not too much. Normally, healing detox, you will lose like 5 kilo or something, but it also will activate your metabolism. So that weight loss will remain with you. But this small detox, you will lose weight and you might gain it back, but that's okay. Mainly, small toxins will be released or removed. So in that, you have to do 3 to 5 days of detox diet, okay? So we are not expelling toxin because there you need a doctor. A Ayushakti doctor who will always monitor you and who will be there with you all the time, 24/7. But here I'm giving you a simple program which you can do safely by yourself. It is 3 to 5 days of diet, just staying on mung and vegetable soup diet. Just staying on mung and vegetable soup, that's it, nothing else. 3 to 5 days. And then you stop taking wheat. So this, I'm not going to repeat in the next future. This wheat, dairy, and red meat, I tell everybody to stop after age of 35. Or substantially reduce them if you want to have a real good health. So by stopping that, you will feel great. So don't eat them after you finish the detox for at least a month so that you feel good. But I would say you don't eat them at all because they are not good for you. Now, third pillar is nourishing, okay? Nourishing, remember I told you that you have to eat right, but you have to digest them. So eat right is what I'm talking right now. You must every day nourish your system. My lecture is going to be finished in 3 minutes. After that, you can ask your questions. So be ready with your questions. Please write down this formula of nourishment that you have to do it every day. I drink it every day, this smoothie. Okay? Every day you have to nourish your tissues. Remember I told you millions die and millions have to be produced. So you have to feed it then. How will you produce it without having great nourishing diet every day? And popping a pill, trust me, is not a solution. Popping a vitamin mineral pill is not a solution. Why? Because artificial pills doesn't absorb very well. So better please plan your diet with a great nutrition. So in the morning, take this smoothie, which helps with the cholesterol, which helps with the protein, which helps with the immune system boosting. Especially at this time, we need to have a greatest immune system. And it also calms down autoimmune problems. So please write it down. This is one of the best things that you can do for yourself and your family. And that has basically, just write it down what it has. It has half a glass of carrot juice. You can juice it in a juicer. And half a glass of beetroot juice. In that, you can add and make a smoothie. You can add spinach, 3 to 5 leaves. Spinach, 3 to 5 leaves. Pomegranate, half, the whole pomegranate with the seeds and everything. You can remove the pills. But pomegranate peel is actually extremely good for immune system. Only it doesn't taste very good. But if you can tolerate the taste, add few pomegranate peels as well. Or you can replace pomegranate by apple. So half apple, fresh turmeric, one in each. If you can't find fresh, 1 teaspoonful of turmeric powder. 1 teaspoonful of turmeric powder. Ginger, you can use fresh ginger. 10 almonds, 5 walnuts, 2 tablespoons flaxseed. I'll repeat again quickly. Carrot juice, half a glass. Beetroot juice, half a glass. Spinach leaves, 3 to 5. Pomegranate or apple, half. Turmeric, 1 inch, ginger, 1/2 inch, almonds, 10, soaked, walnuts, minimum 5, flax seeds, 1 to 2 tablespoons, and 2 cardamom. And if you are exercising like I am doing, add vegan protein powder, at least a scoop. And you can add dates also as a sweetener, 4 dates as a sweetener. Add water if you want to and make a huge glass of smoothie. It might be around 1 to 2 glasses. Drink this in the morning. If you get full in one glass only, keep next glass after 1 or 2 hours. Drink it after 1 or 2 hours. Recently, there is a fad of intermittent fasting. But Ayurveda has already given 5,000 years ago that eat by 7:30, 8 o'clock, and in the morning, don't eat before 10 a.m. Have 10 to 12 hours of gap, 12 to 15 hours, not even 10 to 12, 12 to 14 hours of gap between the dinner and the breakfast. And that's like every day it was prescribed to do. So after that, you drink this smoothie. Imagine your Agni is so powerfully active and everything will go in your system and your tissues and you will get that boost of energy whole day. You will not believe me. I am 58 years of age. I told you that. But I am so energetic. People with younger than my age get tired and exhausted working and running with me. My secretaries, they lose weight when they work with me because they can't cope up. So,
wow.
So that's what was my, I guess I said everything what I wanted to say. If there are questions, we can take some questions, otherwise I'll move forward.
That was just fantastic. Thank you so much. That was so valuable, Dr. Smita. I hope you guys took down notes. If not, don't worry. There will be a replay so you can take down notes at that time. She covered pretty much everything.
Wonderful.
However, we do have some people that have slightly more complicated issues. So, Connie, I'm going to unmute you first. Connie sent a question on webcast, and she sent her number. So, guys, I am only going to be able to take questions if you are on the phone. If you want to ask a question and you're on the webcast, please come to the phone lines because Dr. Samhita will have to interact with you and give you her suggestions. So you have to be on the phone. Mm-hmm. You dial in, and then you press star 2, which will place you in the queue. We're going to start taking questions now. This is an awesome opportunity. Like I said earlier in her introduction, Dr. Samhita and her group of the doctors she has trained have helped over a million people worldwide. So this is a fantastic opportunity for you to get help on something. I know there were a lot of people that were asking about autoimmune stuff, so you got that answer too. But it really would help if there's anything that is a little bit more complicated, you need to talk to a doctor. So this question I'll just read. Connie had written in. She said, I have different types of autoimmune diseases causing constant pain, skin and digestive issues. I would love further insight as I'm not sure what is causing my digestive issues. I'm on self-quarantine and severely depressed because I can't go to a doctor for a test. I'm also taking Humira injections. Are there any supplements or vitamins that would help me? My diet is bad due to digestion of food. Quite frankly, I don't know where to go or where to turn to. And she said a few more things. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to find Connie. Okay, Connie, well, I wonderful. Found you. You are unmuted, my dear.
Oh.
You're unmuted now.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy you asked this question because autoimmune is one of our specialty, and we have in fact published research papers on healing the rheumatoid arthritis, actually. So are you having lupus or rheumatoid arthritis?
I have psoriatic arthritis, psoriasis. I have really bad psoriasis, and so it's turned into psoriatic arthritis along with fibromyalgia, too, and whatever.
I got it. So I really would, I would right now give you some home remedy, which I believe if you start, you will have some relief in your situation. But I do believe you need long-term care from IHSC doctors. I just want to share a very, very remarkable story of Dr. Mira Dolci from Germany, who had a psoriasis for at the age 40, she started getting that. And then also she had rheumatism almost for 30 years, actually. So by the time in 2002, when she actually came to Ayushakti clinic in Munich, she met me there. Actually, we have a doctor who works with us in Munich, Dr. Kolbeck. And this German doctor met me there. She is in Munich University. So she said that she was 60 years of age at that time, and she had deformities on her hands completely, and she could not walk, so she thought my life is going to be finished, completely depressed because totally active person is now not even able to climb steps, write her prescriptions in the university, and she cannot work anymore. It was so painful. Plus, she was given, at that time, of course, Humira was not there, but she was recommended steroids, which she didn't want to start. So I started immediately Ayushakti's program with the diet, which essentially I would recommend you to do right away. Stop dairy, wheat, gluten, all kinds of gluten from your diet, and red meat completely means completely. Think this as a poison for you. Think this as a poison for you. You will see remarkable difference in just few days by doing that. Then I gave her some herbal formulas as per her complete evaluation for immune balancing, anti-inflammatory because she had so many inflammations, and also for the skin recovery and joints recovery. with that, in a month's time after that, I started a healing detox with her, which she did once a year, actually, 2 weeks of healing detox, and the herbal formula, everything. She finished the whole thing for 3 years. She did everything as I recommended. You will not believe me. There is a video of hers, which probably is somewhere I have shared with the Hearted to Joy as well. So you might find it. It's a video by Dr. Meera Dolci. She
actually, I believe it's on the page.
Negative. Yeah, it's on the page. Yeah, she got negative in her rheumatoid arthritis, and she is still today. It's now how many years? 2005. She was negative. So it's 15 years.
16,
she's
yeah.
still mm-hmm. negative. She's now almost 75. She says that I'm running and jumping like a young woman. That is my ability.
Wow.
She started painting. She paints for hours and hours. And her fingers got, which were crooked, got straightened up. So if you have a really, this is a very complex health situation. And in that, if you work systematically using Ayurvedic principles under a guidance of experienced Ayushakti doctor, you will come out of all these situations step by step. You will start seeing the change difference only in at least 30 to 60 days. That's what I can tell you. Now,
okay.
coming to my promise that I'll give you one home remedy. And this home remedy, everybody who has arthritis, joint pain, any kind of arthritis, can be back pain, back arthritis, hip pain, or neck situation, shoulder, frozen shoulder, knee pain, or even rheumatoid arthritis, or even fibromyalgia. So every kind of muscle and joint pain, people can try this and they will feel better. Connie, please start that from today itself. You will see the difference in few days, a little bit difference. It will not help you cure your, give you long-lasting relief, but you will feel better. So in that, please write it down.
Okay.
1 teaspoonful of turmeric powder.
Okay.
Then you take 1 teaspoonful of coriander seed powder. 1 teaspoonful of coriander seed powder.
Okay.
You can add 1/2 teaspoonful of ginger, you know, ginger powder.
Yep.
1 teaspoonful of fenugreek seed powder.
Of what
kind? 1 teaspoonful of fenugreek, you know, fenugreek.
No.
It's also called fennel.
Okay.
Fennel, okay.
Fennel is the spicy, but fenugreek spells like F-E-N-U, fenugreek, E-R-E-E-K, fenugreek.
Okay.
So that kind of a seed, actually, fenugreek, yeah, fenugreek seed. And in Hindi, it is known as methi.
Oh, methi. Okay.
Fenugreek
not soft.
Is methi. Yeah, not soft. Methi. So you can find you'll find that. And if you don't have it in your house, because I'm giving you everything from the kitchen. So if you don't,
yeah,
have,
I have everything.
It's okay. Oh, great, wonderful. Yeah, I want to help you right now. So I'm giving everything from your kitchen. So fenugreek, okay, that's 1 teaspoonful. Then garlic, okay, you crush it fresh, 1/2 teaspoon.
And you don't want garlic.
You might not have it. Yeah, garlic.
Yep.
Yeah, 1/2 teaspoon fresh garlic crushed. And this, you may not find it in your kitchen. It's a wild celery seed. We call it ajwain in Hindi. The Western spice which is matching it with the is the seed of thymol. You know, seed from where the thymol is produced.
Celery
seed?
That's
what it is. But
is it called celery seed?
Carom seeds, not celery seeds, but
oh yeah,
seeds.
I know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah,
carom seeds. Yeah,
C A R O
M. Yeah, C A R O M. C-A-R-O-M.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
C-A-R-O-M.
Okay,
yes.
And how much
that's
is that?
That's quarter teaspoon. That's it. Quarter teaspoon.
Quarter teaspoon.
Okay.
Yes. So in half a glass of water, you can mix it and drink it three times a day. Okay?
Half a glass
drink
of water?
Drink it three times a day.
Okay.
Yeah. And drink it three times a day.
Yeah, got it.
Right? So that's one. Yes, perfect. And at night, do you remember I spoke about Vata reducing that castor oil home remedy? You can replay this recording because I don't want to repeat it again. But do that castor oil remedy at night, every day.
Castor oil?
Castor oil remedy. Castor oil, one teaspoon with ginger tea at night. So this you start right away, everything, okay? And continue what you are taking from the doctors. You don't should not stop that at all at the moment.
I'm not on.
Whatever you are taking, just continue that. Don't stop that. And slowly and steadily, in my experience, what I have seen that when people start following Ayushakti, I would recommend that you book the consultation with Ayushakti doctor so that you can, if you are serious about completely getting healed and having long-lasting relief forever, and this is a multiple autoimmune situation because looks like you have IBS because your digestion is very sensitive. This kitchen formula and the diet will help also with the digestion. Okay, so I've given something that's going to take care of everything, little bit at least. You will see some relief.
Now, is there any
vitamins? But because it's
Is there any vitamins or anything that I should eat? Vitamins.
So the thing is that in this situation, vitamins, minerals are not helping. The Ayushakti has a pain mukti formula, but because you have multiple situations, I definitely feel you need a herbal supplement, which you should probably take consultation from our doctor, Ayushakti doctor, so that they will precisely plan a specific herbal supplement for you, and then they will be there every week to monitor you, guide you constantly, which is not costing any money afterwards. So you will be having a total care of them for like months and months. This, I think, is the way, I believe is the way for you to go forward. Trust me. I mean, this is the way for you to heal yourself.
Thank you. And I wish I had known about all this when I was over in Holland, but because I was over there visiting and I went to Germany. I should have looked all this up then.
But where are you, in U.S.?
No, I
where
went
are
my
you from?
Family from Dutchum. I don't say it right, but I have family over in Holland. That's where my grandfather originated from, and
Honey, I'm sorry I have to interrupt because the call is running really over time.
Okay, thank you.
What you can do, Connie, you're very welcome, my dear. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, but you need to continue listening because the beautiful thing that what Dr. Smita has brought for us is how no matter where you are in the world right now because of the quarantine, we can't even travel, you can get in touch with the amazingly trained Ayushakti doctors, and that is in our offer today. So what I'm going to do now is talk about the offer so you guys can know what options are available. Once we are done with this, then we are going to go back and take some more questions. So get your, keep your questions ready, please. Make sure you're on the phone line. Very quickly, I want to say one thing because Connie asked a very good question that she wanted to know what minerals and vitamins she can take. And Dr. Smita did explain this when she was giving you guys all that valuable information that when your body is not in balance, when the organs are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you could literally be taking heaps and heaps of vitamins and minerals and all those pills. They're not going to be recognized by the body because it's not in balance. So it's not going to be able to utilize those. And like what she said, I am personally not a huge fan of vitamins and minerals that are artificially made. I'm not saying that they're not helpful. Sometimes they are. But,
yeah.
you know, there's so much that goes into how were they picked, how were they packaged, how were they distilled. There's so much in there that honestly all the supplement market is almost as bad as the, you know, the pharmaceutical pills. It's because there's so much that
yes.
shouldn't be in there that goes into those products. So you have to be extremely careful.
Mm.
And some of the really well-known mm. ones are also guilty of this. So that's why I kind of stay away from that. I believe in bringing the body into balance through healing and then getting
mm.
your nutrition
mm.
through food, which is how mm. nature intended, right? And these are powerful
perfect,
things, by the
perfect,
way. The herbs that Dr. Smita, you're recommending, these are powerful, you guys.
Mm.
Do not discount them. Just because they're not in a pill form, they are really powerful remedies. So make sure you listen to the replay to get that castor oil remedy.
But
the herbs
that
Aishakti,
herbs which Aishakti is giving, which is also available in U.S., Europe, you know, are all of them are tested and pure, highly effective pure extracted form tablets, and they're tested in European laboratory for the quality. So they are very
beautiful.
High quality, and they have a very deep effect. Very deep effect.
And we have that, by the way, today. That miraculous mixture of herbs is part of the offer. So let's go ahead and talk about it. So orderjoy2020.com/Smita. So if you guys, so if you're on the webcast, you can just press the special offer button. Same on the replay, there will be a link. You can press that. And if you need to type it in, it is orderjoy2020.com/Smita. And I'll spell it for you. S-M-I-T-A. All right. And that will bring you to this wonderful page where you can see there are before and after pictures of this woman who lost almost 20 pounds in 28 days. She was doing the ultimate healing detox, which is offered today. Another person lost 13 pounds in 45 days. Another person lost 15 pounds in 25 days. Look at their before and after pictures. They look amazing. Then you see the before and after pictures of psoriasis. I mean, these, I was looking at them and I felt horrified for these poor people that were suffering from this. And you can see the amazing results. And these are all from the products that we're going to be talking about today. So, Dr. Smita, do you have your page up, or do you need me to announce the link for you again?
Yes, I do have, actually. So I just wanted to, before I go into that offer thing, I just want to say one thing to all of you, that when the circulation is blocked with the toxins, it can even cause hair falling. It can cause digestive issues because the blood supply to the digestion is blocked, and that's why digestion doesn't work. So that time when you take, like, we think, oh, we take digestive enzymes, but how many will you take? Because there are like dozens of enzymes working in complex manner to digest your food. How many will you take? And so better to create your own capacity. That's what I want to say. And this is your opportunity to do that. And we are specialized in obesity and hormone imbalance and anxiety, depression, autoimmune, everything. So just grab your opportunity. So I have a page in front of me now, which I'm going to just describe. So we have basically two packages here. One is the package A, which is having the value of the package is $397, which includes 30 minutes of deep evaluation consultation with Aishakti doctors. And we have doctors in U.S., in Europe, UK, Australia, New Zealand, and India. So you can book your appointment, but through the video consultation, they will go through your questionnaire with you in a very deep manner, And because of their experience, all of these doctors have helped at least 50,000 people in their life. These are the doctors who is going to help you. We have 150 doctors, but I've chosen only those who are very senior and very experienced to help you in this particular package. So 30 minutes, they will do evaluation. They will create a plan from Ayurvedic point of view, specific home kitchen remedies, diet plan for you. In general, what you should not eat, what should you eat. And then they will also recommend the herbal formulas, which is not part of this package. But herbal formulas cost $30 to $50 a month, separate. And then after 40, within 48 hours, there will be another consultation because I'm getting everything and understanding your natural food habits because Indians eat in a particular manner, Westerners eat in a particular manner. And then Italians have special way of eating and Mediterranean is different. So depending on your culture and your food habits, they will actually prepare a meal plan, which will be breakfast, lunch, and dinner plan. So after 48 hours, there will be one more consultation. Normally, it is costing around $100, but this is part of the package, so it's a gift to you. And in half an hour consultation, they will go through each and every breakfast, lunch, dinner for 15 days, create alignment with you, agreement with you that, yes, practically it is possible for you to do this. Then you start that meal plan for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. In the meantime, there will be a nurture calls in which they will again talk to you for 10 minutes, understanding if you have any difficulty following anything, you need help, etc. And there will be a group call also to discuss problems and also guide you further. And you will be available access. These doctors are available all the time for you on WhatsApp and email at least for next 3 months. So that, plus you will have 15 minutes of 2 more calls because we need to have we want to make sure that you are following whatever we are advising and you are on a path of healing. And wherever you find difficulties, we want to hold your hand so that we can help you slowly and steadily uplift your health and improve your quality of life remarkably and have a long-lasting health in your life. So this is actually all of this combined together is only in general separate. Each of them we charge a lot. So that combined together is $397, which today for this group, Hearted to Joy group, we have specially made it 76% discount and it's only $97. So that's package A. So in which you will have a diet plan, herbal formula, customized lifetime dietary advice that you can follow later on, and then you will be on a path of healing. We'll create a whole healing path for you. So that was one. Now package B, which is the second package today we are offering. It is a package known as deeper healing detox. So first one was actually deeper consultation with your plan that you do by yourself. And the package B would have also included healing detox, which I believe is one of the remarkable gifts to this planet. As I told you, Dr. Carey, the medical doctor from U.S., he actually inspired me to train the doctors and do it for thousands of people on this planet. So this healing detox, this is how it will work. It has package A, everything from package A, which means you will have first 30 minutes deep evaluation consultation where our Ayushati doctor will find out what's your dosha imbalance, What is your level of Agni? What is your toxin level? Where are the toxins located in which tissues? That's what we find out in this evaluation consultation. And then they make a clear plan of diet, what kind of general dietary guideline that you should follow whole of your life so that you will stay healthy, home remedies. They will also recommend some herbal formula, which is not part of this package, but it will be $30 or $50 because we don't know what you will need. So they will plan it according to your needs, the herbal formulas. And then after 48 hours, there will be meal plan. This meal plan is meant to be followed only for a few months. You don't have to follow whole of your life. But especially certain people who want to lose weight very quickly, remarkably, or want to bring a very quick result, they want to. They always tell us that, okay, for 15 days to 1 month, I can definitely follow a meal plan. So then we help them to do that so that the results are quicker and much deeper focused. And in this period, of course, there will be again nurture calls. So after a month, we have a 15 minutes of call, again understanding what you are doing. So that's every month. So this is a 2 month care actually, literally a 2 to 3 months of total care that we want to offer, because chronic situation, you need to really monitor for 2 to 3 months. Then you know, okay, if they follow this forever in their life, they are fine. They'll be good. And there will be then nurture calls in between. So we will have like after 1 month, they have 15 days of detailed consultation. We will guide again in detail. But in between, there is always this 5 minute call to find out if you are, you have any difficulty. Do you need to adjust your plan? Do you need to, or you have any questions, you can ask us. So this is literally like a small inspiration call. These are like 6 of them actually in the whole, so that's package A. And then herbal detox. This is healing detox, which is completely customized, and it has $200 worth herbal product that we will send it to you. It will be shipped to you because, as I told you, our healing detox is not just a dietary detox kind of a plan, drink a smoothie, drink this kind of a drink. It's not that. It is actually, there is a drink and there are the herbal formulas which literally pulls out liver. It is liver, kidney, and colon detox. So it removes toxins from deep parts of your tissues, brings it in the digestive tract, and there will be that 1 day where we will give possession. Our doctor will completely monitor you whole day, will be by your side, so you don't worry about anything. It will be a mild possession, but you will expel a lot of mucus in this day. And after that, restoration, nurturing, and
I'm going to interrupt you really quickly.
It is a 3-step. Yeah.
Dr. Smita, I'm just going to interrupt you really quickly because it seems there's a little bit of confusion. And I think this was just the way it was described, because these formulas are actually going to be shipped, and the shipping is USA, UK, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. So you get free shipping if you're here. Now, it says here that these will be sent to you by email. That's just the detox diet plan which will be sent in email, correct?
It will be detailed, detailed diet plan, because
But you're going to get
The formulas will be shipped to them. Yeah, the detox, whole detox package will be shipped to them.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
Please help me if I missed anything, So this is like, again, package B includes a deeper level of healing detox, which is 15 days. And this detox has 3 stages, as I told you. First step, of course, evaluation is the first step. Then bringing all the toxins to the digestive tract, removing them out, and caring and nurturing the tissue. That's what we do in our healing detox. And that's why it is literally healing. It's so detoxifying, but healing the system. And so that's three months rather. So we are there for 3 months. We always help. We will be touching with them every 10 days. And every month there is a call, 15 minutes personal call to really guide, help, everything, you know. That's our guiding point.
Beautiful.
I mean, it took some time. And so if somebody has a problem, we want to take care of them like a mother. That's why I designed this so that,
that is so sweet.
We are with them all the time.
So I just want to ask you, because this detox formula, the customized herbal detox formulas, now these, I know there are several testimonials. People just rave about them, Dr. Sunita, the kind of results they've had, even the obesity and the weight loss, all of that was formulas.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about these formulas and the results that people have experienced?
Yeah. So in general, for just touching base with obesity, for example, so obesity is a major, major issue, right? But obesity is very, very difficult because some people, they lose weight and gain it back immediately as soon as they go back to the diet, as they leave the diet. Some people, no matter how hard they try, dieting, exercise, nothing moves. So difficult to lose weight. These are the people who have hormonal imbalance and water retention. While the first one are the people who have metabolic slowdown. So I want to share literally two examples here, real stories actually. There are a lot of stories on the page, but I just want to share this story as a real experience. So there was this man from USA. I met him in San Francisco. And I met him in 2004. His name was Mr. James. I'm changing the name, actually, for the privacy. And his height was 5 feet 11 inches. And he probably was actually 6 feet 1 inch tall, quite tall. And his weight was 300 pounds. So I did this kind of a call on a radio, same thing which I spoke today. I did that, and he came to see me in California, in San Francisco, and he said, whatever you said makes such sense, because I never thought how the toxins can block everything. But I've been trying to lose my weight, and I gained weight only because I ate wrong food in a huge amount, and I can see what you said exactly, that's what happened in my life. I was very slim, exercising as a young boy, but I loved always chips and pizzas and burgers. And then I grew up, and I joined the family business. I hardly exercised, but I still ate all those things which I could not digest anymore, and I started gaining weight, big weight, huge. And I did so many diets. It goes down, comes back again, back to square one. And finally, I'm so depressed. And out of depression, I am even binge eating and then gaining more weight. So that was really Vata situation with low metabolism, extremely blocked metabolism. So I told him that, look, Jane, if you want to actually lose weight, but also you want to keep that weight forever, even if you don't follow diet occasionally, you have to do the healing detox. There's no other option. And you will have, because he was huge. If somebody wants to lose only 10 kilos, it's good enough. In 2 months, you can do it with one healing detox. But he was huge, like literally. So he needed to lose like 100 pounds. So it took us 2 years. We did like every 6 months, one healing detox. And he did it for 2 years with some herbal formulas to keep his metabolism good. And James, each time, the healing detox, he lost 10 kilos. After that, every month, 2 kilos, then again 10 kilos, then 2 kilos. In this manner, he lost 103 50 pounds just in 1.5 years. After that, I did 1 million detox just to make sure his metabolism is active now. And it's now almost more than 20 years. He has maintained his weight. He's like almost 160 pounds. Yeah, 160 pounds. He keeps his weight. 160, 170, that's good for him. So that's what, and he's not even taking any Ayurvedic formulas. He doesn't follow everything perfectly at the moment. Sometimes binge eating, but he knows when I eat wrong, I have to go on a mung and vegetable diet. So that's like example of someone who loses weight with the diet but gains it back. Second example is a woman from UK. Her name was Sabina Banu, actually. She was originally Pakistani, lived in UK. And I did this kind of a TV show, and I said this whole thing, what I told you about dosha, agni, how to stay healthy, everything. And I gave a plan of a diet. So she came to see me. And actually, she couldn't come to see me, but she just took the healing detox from one of the Dr. Mia Menon from UK. And she did healing detox. She followed the diet and her kitchen formula for hormone imbalancing. And she lost, and she did tell us that she was actually trying to have a baby. Okay, she never told us. She said, I want to lose weight. So Dr. Neera said, okay, follow this completely. In 6 months, you will lose around 20 kilos, which is what happened actually. She lost 18 kilos, but you will not believe me, my friends. And that's what happens when you do the detox. Everything gets sorted, not just weight loss. So she had, which we knew it after 2 years, when I went to UK, she came and she said, look, this is your baby. There was like 1-year-old baby in her hand. I said, my baby, when did I get pregnant? And she said, no. I followed your healing song. And 6 months program, I lost 20 kilos. I had no menstruation. I did all the allopathic treatment for years and years. I gave up because I had PCOS. PCOS is a big hormonal situation. And my menstruation stopped for 6 years. And I thought, I'm not going to have a child. And this, as soon as I lost weight, and you gave me something for hormone balancing, for losing weight, okay? It wasn't not even for pregnancy. And she got menstruation. And after 4-5 cycles, suddenly her cycle was delayed. So she went to gynecologist, what's happening? And she said, you are pregnant. And she's checking like three times she's checking the urine. Is it right?
That is so funny.
And then she got this baby, beautiful baby.
Joy.
I was so happy. My God, what joy. So that's what happens when you work from Ayurvedic perspective. It's not that you just lose weight or something. You actually get rid of a lot of other issues which are related with that one basic thing, which is creating your weight gain. So this whole program is something that also helps on autoimmune situations, allergies, breathlessness. We have like internationally published research papers on detox with herbal formulas, where actually, it is published in the research paper, which is published in USA. In 6 months, all the people, it was a double-blind study. So one group on inhaler, other group on inhaler, both on inhaler. The one group on placebo, the other group was on herbal medication and healing detox. In 6 months, 90% people, as per this research paper published, actually didn't need any inhaler or any allopathic medication for asthma and breathlessness. And they were taking them for more than 5 to 10 years. So that's what happens when you do any detox. You get rid of your chronic health issues. Eczema, psoriasis is one example I wanted to share. And I wanted to give this my gift to the people who are listening today, that psoriasis and eczema, people suffer. The itching is severe. They can't sleep at night. It's redness, oozing. You know, I want to share this example of German Dr. Jonas. This Dr. Jonas now is our clinic partner. But in 2002, he came to India for a spiritual trip. And he met us in our clinic in Mumbai. So, and he had scalp psoriasis. He was a medical student, and because of the stress, he had psoriasis, but he also had IBS. You remember Connie was talking about IBS and fibromyalgia and arthritis? Autoimmune is such a situation, it can attack several, multiple systems actually. So this man, Dr. Jonas, since childhood had a IBS, so always earlier loose stool and then constipation. Sometimes he will actually go to the toilet maybe one or two times in a week. That bad IBS, and also irritation, digestion very poor, absorption very poor, extreme tiredness, and psoriasis for more than 6 to 7 years. So all of these are autoimmune conditions. So when he came to see us, just somebody said, okay, go to these people. They are doing some kind of a magic with the detox. I got this and this relief. He was actually recommended by his own teacher, his spiritual teacher, actually. He came actually for Hare Krishna movement and spiritual journey. So he met us in our clinic, and we said, okay, you need this healing detox. That's the only way you will get rid of these toxins and you will be fixed completely for long term. So he did the healing detox once. In 2 months, the whole psoriasis, and you will see the pictures on the landing page that we have. In 2 months, it was 80% gone. So people who suffer from itching, redness, scaling of the, like, the silvery skin always falling and all that is very, very irritating, very debilitating to live life. And imagine they're getting relief just in 2 months by 80%. It's something great, actually. So that's what happened with him. And then he continued the program. I told him this is a very chronic situation, okay? If you came immediately, you don't need this long. But he continued it for 2 years, and today he's out of it completely. No psoriasis, no chronic fatigue, no IBS. And he's a successful doctor, but he has actually started Ayush Shakti Clinic in Germany, in Mannheim.
Hmm.
So that's what is possible.
Wow.
When you get your
those
own results,
best,
you want to do
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Those are the best people to become partners with in business, because they are raving fans. They are living proof of how well the treatment works. We are really short on time,
absolutely.
Dr. Smita. I wanted to get at least one more caller in.
Yeah.
This is Jan. So, Jan, get ready. I'm going to be unmuting you in a minute. Jan said that she is battling with Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, sensitivity to EMFs, and food allergies. My pain is terrible some days, and it moves around. Can you help me? So let me go ahead and find Jan. And you are unmuted now.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, my God, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, nice to hear yours, too. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah. Actually, I was just remembering when you were talking about, Iram was talking about your description. I just reminded of this client of Dr. Tom Mitchell from North Carolina. You know North Carolina in U.S. He practices mm-hmm. in Raleigh. And he's a chiropractor, but he is, I set his clinic partner for 25 years. He's a physician chiropractor. So, I met this, and incidentally we have her, her story also on the page, I guess so, but her name was, Costana, and she had fibromyalgia for 9 years with IBS and constantly pain in the stomach and irritation and so much pain that she could not even sleep at night. And she was taking a painkiller, a very narcotic type of painkiller. I forgot the name actually. I just forgot the name of this painkiller, but you might be knowing it actually. It is used by the given as a prescription by the doctors for when every painkiller is not working. It's a morphine kind of painkiller. And she was taking that every day because without that she couldn't even sleep. That fibromyalgia was so bad. And we started this healing detox, which immediately controlled her IBS. And I gave the herbal formulas from Ayushakti for 6 months, and she was actually off the painkillers because of all these programs completely. It's now 3 years. She doesn't take any painkillers, and I think she doesn't need also herbal formulas anymore for last 1 year. So that's what is possible. Do you want to say something more to your health situation besides this, which I, what I shared?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I want to?
You want? Do you want to add?
Yeah,
Are there more symptoms
you
want to tell?
Add some other symptoms. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because I didn't put. I was also 2 years ago when I was stricken so suddenly with what I had. I went to a functional medicine doctor and found out I have the MTHFR gene mutation where I don't. What's the word? Get rid of toxins in my body.
Can you what is it you said? You heard
it? I have the MTHFR gene mutation that the body doesn't methylate, so the third stage of methylation in the gallbladder doesn't work. So I build up toxins. That's why I had so much mercury and lead, and they're all stuck in my tissues right now, causing the inflammation and pain. So that's what I'm trying to do is detoxify and clean those out. My toes literally on my left foot are like claws. Like they're bent and they
hurt. This will be the best. I'm so happy you really spoke to me. I have helped people with similar situation, and this is sometimes also genetically created situation as well. And with the healing detox and a very systematic plan, you will definitely find a situation within few months that toxin accumulation is reducing, and step by step, it's not happening. It will happen. It will take some time. It will take some time.
Yeah,
but I do recommend
it. Yeah, it works. If you detox, I found out.
It works.
It's been 2 years, and I am off of two of my blood pressure medications. I was hospitalized in the ICU near death's doors. My blood pressure when I entered the hospital was 240 over 120, and I'm a 120-pound normal-sized person, and they look at me like I look like a picture of health, you know. And I had been hiking mountains and doing everything, and then all of a sudden my body just shut down. It was crazy how it took me down so quickly.
Yeah, but you know what? If you work on really those basic fundamentals of balancing doshas, creating, removing toxins, and nourishing and nurturing your immune and deep tissue level nourishing, then your own body will become so strong that it will be able to control everything that you have. I just wanted to share one story of Dr. Gardner, which is there, I think, on our page. But this is actually a medical doctor, again, from Germany, And he came to India in 2005, and he had this frozen, severe frozen shoulder for 10 years. And obviously, he's a neurologist. He's a director of one of the biggest hospitals in Germany. So he has every possible physiotherapy, osteopathy, everything there that he tried. So he was there for like 1 week, and I requested him to stay one more week. And we did the healing detox completely on him. So within 2 months maximum, he was completely free from that frozen shoulder. But what happened was that he had this blood pressure, which he got it because of the stress, I believe. And also he was very foody, so wrong food and everything, a little bit overweight. So he lost 7 kilos. And his blood pressure, which was 150 by 90, it went down to normal. And actually, being a doctor, he himself then stopped his blood pressure medication after a few months of monitoring his blood pressure. And because he has this great result, he started Ayushakti's clinic in one of the most respectable neurological hospital in Germany, KW Rottal. This is that three hospitals we have. One of them is this KW Rottal hospital, with whom we have a clinic there, and remarkable results in that clinic. There are so many testimonials of Germans who got out of MS, macular degeneration, high blood pressure, and autoimmune arthritis, osteoarthritis, and so many things. So I just recommend that you start the healing detox, completely surrender yourself to Ayushakti doctor, so that your health comes to a great place. It becomes vibrant health, and you have a long-lasting health in your life.
Thank you. I love that idea. I'm 66 now, and I'm like, I want to still be climbing mountains when I'm 80, riding my bike.
Oh, you will jump, and you will jump, and you will be so good. And you know what? You can also start that home remedy, which I was giving when I was talking to Connie. Look at the recording again, and that home remedy at least will give you some relief in your pain, for sure,
okay.
And your ideas. You can start that right away, at least.
Love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And the diet plan, yeah, and even the same diet plan of no wheat, dairy, and red meat. Three things you start, you will feel at least better right from now, from today. That's what I would like to create in
Excellent.
Your life. Do it for a few days. You see the difference.
Beautiful.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you
All right.
much.
All right,
so
my dear.
Lovely to
You're
talk to
so
you.
So welcome.
So
Good
lovely
luck.
To talk to you.
Since we don't have time anymore, I can only address one more question, which is going to help everybody. Dr. Smita, can you address toxicity due to mold? Can this package help with that?
What did you say? Can you repeat again?
Yeah, toxicity due to
Hello?
Mold. Somebody's.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's a big one. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. That's a big one in the US, especially, but also in India is less because we have all the windows and everything open. And
yes,
there's
yes.
a lot of heat, so mold
but
are
it is
drying
a big
up
problem.
Always. But it's a big problem. And I've treated so many people because they suffer. From this toxicity, they have like breathlessness and constant allergies and everything becomes so sensitive. So actually, you know, I was talking to you about this Dr. Mitchell, if you remember long back, who is our clinic partner. So they had mold for a long time and they didn't realize they had it actually because his wife is very sensitive, and she's the writer of a vegan recipe book, Sacred and Delicious. She's a New York Times bestseller writer. So she's very conscious, and and she looks after everything. And one day, suddenly they found mole behind some machines, washing machine in the bathroom. I don't know where, but, and then slowly they found it was like somewhere, you know, under the soap, behind the sofa and different places, which they were not actually looking. So, and they were feeling, both of them feeling symptoms of breathlessness, constant allergies, cough, cold, and that was making them so feel tired constantly, because it's really tiring. You cannot, the appetite is going down, so the food was reduced. And finally, I told them to do this healing detox, especially for his wife, that she started. And along with that, some herbal formulas, literally, to build the immune system so that your own body can fight it. So that then got rid of this mole situation. I think it took like 3 to 6 months, roughly. But they were suffering for 2 years. Literally for 2 years they were suffering. Even after everything was cleaned, 2 years they had this trouble. It went away completely, and it's not there anymore in their system. It's gone. I think it's 2 years they don't have it. So I have treated a lot of people with this situation. It does help, actually. It definitely helps. And what happens when you do the detox? Because our immune system has two aspects. One, that you must have a huge immune reserve to fight any infection. Okay, because now we know that so many infections we don't even know that we don't even know until it comes on the surface. So immune system has to be very strong and enough reserves that as soon as any infection, mole or bacteria, virus, anything is exposed. Your Ayurveda has actually described all of these viruses in 5,000 years ago, but I don't want to talk about that right now. But as soon as you are exposed, your immune system creates antibodies, a fighter. And that fighter has to go on the site of these viruses and kill them. Now, when there are toxins, two things happen. One, the toxins block nourishment of immune system. Because as I told you earlier, every tissue, there are millions of tissues die and millions are growing every day. So even the immune cells are recreating every day, dying, recreating, dying, recreating. So if there are toxins blocking the recreation path to immune system, your immune reserve will completely dry up. It will shrink. And that's why detox is very important. As soon as you make a detox, your own immune system again becomes stronger and the reserve becomes very abundant. It becomes like unlimited, unbeatable immune system then. And then the second thing is that the fighter immune system has to be so alert that as soon as there is exposure to anything foreign, allergen substance, viruses, bacteria, anything, dust, mold, anything, your immune system should create a fighter which will immediately get rid of that. But it will not create the allergic reaction. Now, if the immune reserve is strong, but the fighters cannot go there because toxins are blocking their pathway to the action site where they are supposed to go and attack those things, then this becomes autoimmune. Because here there are these antibodies created, but they cannot work for you, but they are there. So then they start attacking our own body. And also when the toxins are settled in our own tissues, then the tissue structure becomes different, so our body thinks this is a foreign tissue. It's not my tissue, it is a foreign tissue. And that's why autoimmune. So that is why detox is the best thing for immune enhancing, clearing the respiratory passages, removing allergens and killing the virus bacteria effectively, and calming the inflammation and autoimmune system. I hope I gave you this idea clearly. So for the mall,
thank you.
I think I can't give any home remedy, but they can actually, in the beginning, they can re-look at the recording that I was doing, and they can actually use this herbal formula, which can be used by everybody, whoever has sinusitis, allergies, or respiration problem because of the mold infection. This herbal formula can partially help. It has 10 basil leaves. You know, you can use Indian basil is the best, tulsi. If you can't find it, you use Western basil leaves. So 10 basil leaves. Then 1 inch of ginger. 1 teaspoonful of curcuma turmeric powder, 1 black peppercorn, and cinnamon stick. Just crush everything. Add a glass of water. Boil it and simmer it for 2-3 minutes. And let it then, you know, absorb all the juices and filter very well. Add honey if you want to. And drink this tea 2 or 3 times a day for a couple of months. And, of course, stop everything from wheat, dairy, and red meat. That's what I would recommend as a home remedy. But I do feel that they need a detox so that immune system can function very well.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. And we are at the end of our time.
Pleasure,
pleasure. Yeah, the call is going to get cut off at any minute now. So I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Smita. I think this call is so packed full of value. Everybody's going to listen to the replay, make sure they get all the remedies. Guys, even if you don't have this issue, just go ahead and note down all the remedies that Dr. Smita was giving, because you can give that to a friend, or maybe, God forbid, something arises in the future, you will have it handy. And take advantage of this offer where you can talk to one of her trained doctors. You can get these amazing customized herbal detox formulas. They'll be customized for you. They are absolutely amazing. I wish I had shipping right now to Pakistan. I would be on it. I would totally get it, especially I want to lose some weight. So I would have been on it. But I'm waiting. As soon as shipping opens, I will get it. So I just want to thank you, Dr. Smita. It has been absolutely amazing having you here. It was so much fun and so much learning. Oh, my God, my brain is on overdrive right now. There was so much information. Thank you for your wisdom and your generosity. Oh, looks like we lost Dr. Smita. We might have just lost her. Let me just make sure. Yeah, it seems she got disconnected. But guys, thank you so much for being here with me and with Dr. Smita today. You guys are absolutely awesome. I hope you got value from this call. Dr. Smita had promised to share a lot of valuable information, which she did. Thank you so much for being you. Please remember, we value each and every one of you. Let us know how we can help you, whatever you are struggling with these days. Let us know. If you haven't been seeing in the FHTJ group, we share a lot of information on the free stuff that we've got going on that is in the FHTJ group. So from Heartache to Joy group, not the page, but in the group. And also many people have been joining me daily for the Sufi Zikr practice, and they are reporting amazing benefits from that as well. And that's totally free, so you can join me in that as well. Lots of love, everybody. Take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.